Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
So a kid in Iowa made one of those pledges that kids make on social media. Like, oh, I want to grow my followers. For every however many followers, I'll do this. Every once in a while, someone does one of those. And then it goes viral. And now they're being asked to do something that seems pretty unhealthy. Like consume 26 pounds of peanut butter in a short period of time.
Peanut butter.
Jelly.
That was Maitland's song from when she interned with us. Here it is. This is the Iowa Peanut Butter Kid.
A star was born in Lamars, Iowa, as a 15-year-old kid has grown in popularity on social media for eating large amounts of peanut butter. KCAU 9 reporter Tyler Uechner spoke with a high schooler about his surprise rise to fame.
Thanks, Jason. On January 9th, Elon Milky created
Are you a
Instagram.
Mac or a PC?
What the hell?
Oh, my goodness.
Hot Wings, you're looking at a guy who, like you at one time, grew a mustache to look older and get credibility. What does that make you feel?
Well, he looks like he got dressed in the 90s, too, just like I did in the 90s.
He created an Instagram account called Peanut Butter Eater 16 with the idea of eating small amounts of peanut butter after getting a certain amount of followers. However, that quickly blew up.
All over the internet, they've been doing just certain things for so many followers, and I thought, well, peanut butter's pretty good.
My first thought was that it was...
peanut butter, pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, Mom. What's up?
It was kind of funny. And then I started to be in awe at how fast his account was growing.
My OnlyFans isn't growing at near this speed. I'm going to have to do more peanut butter tricks.
Look at this kid sitting down with a big thing of Skippy peanut butter, and it's the Costco size one, too.
That's a good size.
He's just got a spoon in his hand ready to go to town.
Yeah, Does anybody else have the feeling we made it further into this story than you thought we would before Kelly complained about his choice of peanut butter flavors?
Yeah. I mean, I was just sitting here thinking,
yeah,
like of all of them, you're going to choose
you.
Skippy.
Yeah, I mean,
what's your go-to?
And it's smooth.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I make it out of the machine.
Oh, God. Oh.
I know, it's so stupid.
We make our own. It's so much
better. Well, I don't make it myself. I don't smash the peanuts, but I do go to the peanut machine and
A recipe you got from your socially engineered conformist radishes farm or whatever you go to?
Yes, it's Dwight's Radish Farm. Dwight Schrute Radishes and beyond.
Eli's plan was for every 50 followers, he would eat one tablespoon of peanut butter.
I was expecting it kind of as a joke to get, you know, maybe a couple hundred, but then once it got in the thousands, it kept going, and I thought...
Eli's peanut allergy makes this dangerous.
Eli now has diabetes because Skippy has buttloads of sugar in it.
And I thought it was funny at first. And then once I realized how much peanut butter I had to eat, then it wasn't much of a joke anymore. And it was a lot of peanut butter.
Oh, that kid has the worst stools right now.
Oh, God, man. Yeah. Every dump is one roll of toilet paper, and then he still walks away itching his butt for a day.
It all comes out like a foot-long pencil.
But it never stops. You just have to cut it off.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm out of time.
Like, this is it. Like, I gotta go. Just hanging out of there like a sad tail.
Hey, pencil turd. See the rest of you later.
It's peanut butter jelly time.
More from this young man.
Yeah.
On the sixth day, Peanut Butter Eater 16 amassed more than 20,000 people.
So I decided every 10,000 followers, I'll eat one cup of peanut butter.
However,
one cup.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he's got to narrow this down. I mean,
that's a lot.
Yeah, he was doing a lot. Because he said he got 10,000 followers. So it was it was supposed to be a tablespoon for every 50 people, right? So yeah. I can't do 10,000 divided by 50 because I don't have those math skills.
I think it's 2,000.
Okay, that's okay. So now
200.
200.
200.
Okay. Well, now I understand why he's doing one cup per
200 tablespoons of peanut butter.
Oh my God.
That rule change didn't save Eli from consuming large amounts of peanut butter, much to his dismay.
I'd get about a quarter way through it, and I just, all hope was gone. You know, I didn't think I could get through it.
Well, dude, you don't have to do it all at once.
This can't be good. I mean, I know you're trying to raise your followers, but they're not going to put you in, like, internet kid jail if you don't follow through with your idiotic peanut butter eating.
Or learn how to cut and edit and make it look like you ate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
And I kept going, and in the videos too, you can see I just lay there for a solid minute, just think about it. Like, I can't keep going.
Oh,
Eli made a goal on January 14th.
Are you grossed out by a cup of milk
it's
being
whole
poured?
Milk.
Who drinks a cup of whole milk?
It looked like you could stir it like ice cream. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He covered himself in peanut butter once he reached 100,000 followers. And he reached that goal in a single week.
Oh, great.
Oh, man, he's playing peanut butter bingo.
All right, friends. We're all teenage boys. You want to come over and rub some peanut butter on my body?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Invite your dog over.
At one point, you know, one of the kids is like, I think my uncle's a little too into watching your videos.
Yeah. Let's practice being high school wrestlers.
Starting the account, the Milky household has gone through 7 jars of peanut butter.
I've spent pretty close to $150 on peanut butter to support this venture for him.
At this time, peanut butter
parenting.
Peanut Butter Eater 16 has more than 117,000 followers.
And only 15 posts.
Yeah.
He's really killing it.
Yeah. Netting him $0.
Yeah, but maybe he'll get a Skippy endorsement. Because they got the people at Skippy got to be like, man, nobody's talked about us like this since 1978. Mm-hmm.
He literally bought all of our stock.
With Eli's goal reached, he plans to take a break and think about the future of his Instagram account.
For right now, I don't have anything planned out just because I literally started it like not even too long ago. So I haven't had any time really to think about that. So I'm
like
not
12,
sure
so I'm not super into trying to figure out my future. I just wanted to eat some peanut butter and take a picture.
I'm not sure where it'll exactly go. But nowhere. With that many people following, you can do really anything with it.
Eli told me
can't.
You'd be surprised, friend, how little you can actually do.
Yeah. Let us know when there's an M after that.
Maybe. Eli told me his Instagram account is the talk of the high school and the Lamar's YMCA.
Well,
and he's even received a box of treats and merchandise from Skippy Peanut Butter themselves.
Whoa. Way he emphasized that made it sound really important.
Tyler here, KCAU 9 News.
I don't think you want to be known as the Milky Peanut Butter Kid since their last name is pronounced Milky.
Yeah, Milky.
No.
Yeah. He lost 2,000 followers. He's at 115,000 now.
Oh, it's because he didn't have any future plans.
He took the bit away.
Yeah. He's got merch. It says, cop the new merch in link in bio.
Oh man,
what is it?
Yeah, I'd
What's
love
he got?
Some merch.
Every 50 sales equals 1 tablespoon of peanut butter.
I mean,
you can get pants that say, Peanut butter Eater 16.
I don't want to wear those.
Kelly, you see a boy with those on, you're going to hug him.
Oh my God, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's sticky.
Oh man, thank goodness they're not in gray. Otherwise the ladies would really go crazy.
Come here, peanut butter pants.
You guys want sweatshirts that say peanut butter gang?
Now, more than anything.
With your broad esophagus, would it be trouble for you to eat spoonfuls of peanut butter?
I think I'd die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because does anyone want to make one of these social media growth challenges? Like, for every 1,000 people you get on something, you'll eat a...
No,
I mean, if I like...
Yeah, like a
thing.
Slice of pizza? Sure.
Yeah. But if it really grows like that...
Yeah, but...
That's a lot of pizza.
Yeah, but I'm me. It's not going to grow by thousands and bounds, you know? I mean, like, that's not going to
Do you
happen.
Think you have less charisma than a 16-year-old eating peanut butter in Iowa?
100%.
I think for every 10,000 followers we grow, someone on the show should have to eat something weird.
Okay.
Like what?
Do we still have the old wheel laying around?
It was here until they emptied out one end of the building we abandoned. When we stopped squatting.
Also,
that's right. They put up that sheet to keep everyone out.
Yeah,
it makes a shower curtain.
It makes me feel professional when I walk by the sheet taped to the ceiling that says this isn't ours anymore.
Also, you know, leave it the challenge to be thrown down by the person who will literally try anything. That's like me saying, you know what I think a good challenge would be on this show is like for every 1,000 followers, you guys should, we should like make shelves out of running boards.
But making shelves out of running boards doesn't make you have to taste anything.
Yeah.
And it's when you put nasty things in your mouth that you really gain following.
Yeah, but that's you're true. Used to that.
I am. I'm a pro at it, actually. I love it. I think we should all do it anyway with no followers.
Just all eat things.
Yeah. I mean, can we just do it right now?
Yeah.
I just want to eat something gross.
Is this a thing or a person? I can't tell.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No.